From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bob Carr Theater in Orlando, Florida, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan Colton. We are so happy to be here in Orlando. We have some brilliant contestants here to play our nerdy games, but only one will be our big winner. And we have three fantastic guests joining us for our Meet the Expert segment. We have two incredible women from NASA. If you were to ask them, what are you, a rocket scientist? They would say, yes. And I often say that hosting a trivia show is a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. But our VIP really knows a thing or two about this. Mike Rowe has hosted the television series Dirty Jobs, and he currently hosts CNN's Somebody's Gotta Do It. Now, Mike actually gets his hands dirty because he actually does real stuff. I mean, let's face it, the only time my hands get dirty is when I'm tweeting while eating. I mean, have you ever tried to swipe left when your fingers are covered with lobster butter? It's very messy, people. Our guests will be joining us later, but let's start things off with our first two contestants. Emily Miller, you are a customer service agent.
I do that. I get yelled at a lot.
Do you? Yeah, it's got to be all dealing with people that are angry, right?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Do people call up also just wanting to talk about other things than their customer service issue?
I had a lady once call and talk about how her cat had cancer, and that was why she needed some assistance. I don't know. Nothing to do with my job, but I feel very bad for her cat.
I love starting the show with a little cat cancer story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing like it.
Really cheers everybody up.
But you did try to help her. Amy Summerfield, you work for a spice company. So I have some fennel seeds in my spice cupboard that are about 10 years old. How's that?
Usually, a good spice company will have the best buy date on the bottle.
Well, I've been told. Maybe if you read the bottle.
Yeah. Maybe if you buy your spices from a good spice company, you'd know.
Fair enough. Well, as you know, Florida is home to about 1.5 million alligators, many of whom are in assisted living. So we've crafted our first game around the expression, see you later, alligator. And each answer is going to contain a word that ends in ater. Let's go to our house musician, Jonathan Colton, for an example.
Of course, if I said, should we bid farewell to the ancient Roman man trained to fight with weapons in an arena? You'd say, see you later, gladiator.
So buzz in when you know the answer, and of course the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Here we go. I think it's time to dismiss the person who delays or puts off tasks. Emily.
See you later, procrastinator.
You bet. That is exactly what they would want. I procrastinate. I'd be like, sounds good to me.
I'm not ready to see her yet.
Yeah, exactly.
I need some more time.
I don't ever have to pick this up again.
Should we say goodbye to the handheld mathematical device developed by Texas Instruments? Emily.
See you later, calculator.
Indeed. You
yeah.
Got it.
Say farewell to the apparatus used to hatch eggs under controlled conditions. Emily.
See you later, incubator.
See you later, incubator is perfectly correct.
Would you like to say peace out to the device used to set off an explosive? Amy.
See you later, detonator.
That's right. I'm not sure if the kids still say peace out.
Do they say it to a bomb, though? That's that question.
They might.
They might. Say adios to the appliance that removes water from food in order to preserve it. Emily.
See you later, dehydrator?
Yes, exactly.
This is your last clue. Get out of here, device that gives an electric shock to a person's heart. Emily.
See you later, defibrillator.
That's right.
Puzzle Guru Archung, How did our contestants do?
To Emily, we're going to say, see you later, Game Dominator, because you're moving on to the final round at the end of the show. Congratulations.